afternoon. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly visit. And I am going to take just a little bit of a different approach today by starting off by saying that you have heard me say this before and you'll hear me say it again. And that is that in my entire life, I have been surrounded by beautiful and strong women. And never would that be more true than it is today, because I have two ladies here who are owners of a island business that we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about why people come here and live on the magical Isle of Vashon and why they go to John L. Scott, which is the name of the business. But before we get into that, your captain, as always, delivers his greetings to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world, from Stockholm on one side of the world, of which, of course, is the capital of the Kingdom of Sweden, to Singapore on the other, and to all of Captain Joe's people in between, those who are manning the ships and the stations that are out there rescuing the hapless mariner, do I send in particular special greetings. The binnacle list this week, at least we have no binnacle list reports of those who have crossed the bar. And one thing that is happening is that we are beginning to see a flare-up of the virus yet once again. And when I get a little bit more information about what my wishes and hopes and commands are about dealing with that, then I will pass it on to all of Captain Joe's people. And with that, we now move to Leslie and to Heidi, who are the owners of John L. Scott, which is a realty company here on the island. And I'm going to lay the keel for this just a little bit before I ask you to introduce yourselves. So Leslie's sister, Jean, whose photograph is right behind me in the captain's chair in the Jean Bosch studio, was, of course, the chair of the board of directors for Voice of Vashon for a number of years. And her sister, Leslie, who is sitting right across from me wearing a very large pair of glasses and wearing the headphone, and if you give me a thumbs up, Leslie, you'll tell me that you're hearing me loud and clear. So these two ladies have bought the John L. Scott agency, and I bring this up, and I've asked them to do this as the first of what I am going to schedule for the other realtors on the island. But John L. Scott is my realty company, and it's my realty company because when Mary R. and I moved onto the island over 20 years ago, we were dealing with Susan, who became a very dear personal friend. And it was through Susan that we bought the house, which now all of Captain Joe's people know as Captain's Quarters, down in the Tahlequah end of the magical Isle of Vashon. How we bought this house is another story for another time. And how I am going to live in that house for the rest of my life. I am not putting it on the market. But it has been the relationship with this particular realty agency has been as much a personal one, because I have known all of the people who have been involved with it, that I have been involved with directly, have become friends, as well as people with whom we do business, which is a way, which is part of the Vashon Island way. So, Leslie, let's start with you and ask you to tell us just a little bit about yourself. And then we're going to ask Heidi to do the same. And then I want to talk to you about how it happened that you bought the business.
Thank you, Captain Joe. I moved to Vashon in 1989, sort of at the very same time as my sister. She and I both came here together. She had in-laws with beautiful property on the west side above Liza Beulah, and we fell in love with Vashon, and we moved out here in 1989. And I've lived on 10 different properties on the island over the years. I was a massage therapist at Full Circle for 10 years. I currently own that building with my nephew, Gene's son, and started at John L. Scott 18 years ago with Ken Zaglin, and have been spent most 99% of my real estate career there, and raised three boys here, and feel like the community is in my heart in a way that I never really imagined that it could be. It's a great community. I was speaking with Robin Swicord the other day, she's from LA. You may know she's a screenwriter, and she said there's no place like Vashon. People are so kind here, and for some reason that doesn't change. She's been here 30 years as well. People are just kind here, and that's what matters.
It does indeed, and you raise a point about which I probably will pontificate with a few groups in just a few minutes, but I want Heidi now to pick up and tell all of Captain Joe's people from Singapore to Stockholm. You believe that there are people who listen in all those places? I can promise you that there are.
Of course.
Yes, of
course. I hope so. Thank you for having us in. I actually hail from Sweden, so that's fun. my family moved to Vashon in 1968, and so I am born and bred here. I have a son now, so we're working on the third generation. And I started my real estate career about 7 years ago. Leslie was my mentor as I started, and we created a very close bond in that time. And here we are today, owning the business together, and I couldn't think of any other way to keep working on my real estate career and supporting the island, which is very important to me since I did grow up here.
So I've known Ken, from whom you bought the agency, for as long as I've lived on the island, which is over 20 years. And one of the most impressive things, which is close to my heart, is that many island businesses make it as part of their ethical approach to living on the island. The support of not only island business, other island businesses and island do-goods, my term, but also for the people that you hire and the people that you work with. So so no one more surprised than your captain when I read somewhere that the two of you had bought the business from Ken. So what was the sequence? Because Ken is still your broker, one of your brokers, one of your licensed brokers.
Yes.
So what was the sequence as to how all of that happened? Let's start with you, Leslie, since I know of your involvement a little bit better than I do of Heidi's, but we're not going to leave her in the wake. She gets to come in.
Okay, if you're sure.
Yeah, you have my hand on it.
So we heard through a corporate grapevine that Ken was interested in selling. Some business partners over in Seattle reached out to me and said, you probably don't know this because you don't have corporate connections, but we heard that Ken's interested in selling. Ken had been an owner for 28 years and was ready for his next chapter. And so I immediately reached out to Heidi and said, geez, you know, I'm super interested in this, but I cannot do it without you. So I took a couple of weeks because there were other moving parts in my life. But Heidi took 20 minutes and said, I am in. And she has been in with both feet. And Ken, bless his heart, wants us to succeed. And he's not quite ready to move to Depot Bay to his new house. So he's in there working in the trenches to help us make the business continue to thrive, keep the business going.
Good. All right. Now to you, Heidi, because you are the one that Leslie came to. There was obviously a reason for that. So it made it so clear that you were the right person that she should team up with?
Oh, you're asking me this and not Leslie. Well, as I mentioned, so Leslie, you know, obviously Ken was my boss and he, you know, taught me all the ropes, the legal ropes. But he's a busy guy. And so I just started picking Leslie's brain and Jean at that time, and just asking them questions constantly, because that's how I learn. And I was very busy, thankfully, right when I started, just because I grew up in the island and I had a lot of connections. But, you know, you're starting out a brand new business. And so it was just Leslie and I created a bond. And even when Leslie skipped off the island over to the Westwood, Donald Scott for a bit, we still stayed close and talked quite often. And then this opportunity came up, and I was missing the time with her being in the office and having our daily chats and whatnot. And so, you know, when she called me and said, hey, I have this thing, I might come back to the office for it, to Vashon Island, that was my primary goal right there, was to get Leslie back in my real estate life. And so that's why it didn't take me long. I didn't hesitate. I knew we work really well together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a seamless thing. We could practically, you know, finish one another's sentences. And we both have the same ethical standards. We both have the same work standards. And it was not something to ponder on. I just knew immediately.
When I was out at Lake Chelan over the weekend, and I was sitting around a table at some new friend's house, and the question is almost always asked, where do you live? And I always answer, I live on the magical Isle of Vashon. And so two of the people that were around this table said, Captain Joe, what is it about the island that causes you to call it the magical Isle of Vashon? So I have pontificated on that subject on this broadcast a couple of times. But now I want you, Leslie, to tell me what your thinking about that is. And then Heidi, because you grew up on the island, what you're thinking about that is, because the three of us are sitting here and we're not going anywhere. I'm going to live here on the island for the rest of my life. May it be a long one, except for those people who are not Captain Joe's people who wish that it would end tomorrow. But first of all, with you, Leslie, what is your thinking about that particular? How would you answer that question? If you were sitting around a table with people that you had not ever met before, everybody's having a few drinks, so things are getting kind of loose and enjoyable. So how would you answer that question? And then we're going to hand it off to Heidi for her answer, because she is a Vashon native.
Correct. I feel I'm going to talk about the do-gooders now.
Sure.
I'm going to talk about Vashon household, and I'm going to talk about the land trust.
Well done.
And I might get emotional.
That's all right. I do.
So I think that we're incredibly fortunate, and I don't know when it started. I don't know when the right people came to the island or were here already to set the tone for how we're going to live our lives here. But there is a tone here that we take care of each other and we take care of our place. And we there are enough people here who feel passionately about that, that it has its own momentum. And I think that perhaps that people that aren't interested in that are less attracted to our place. So I think we attract people who want to be a part of keeping this a beautiful place, a place where there are birds and bees and wild animals and people who care for and about each other and who take care of each other. Vashon Household and Vashon Land Trust being two of the top participants in those missions. And I think they're very important. And sure, I mean, we meet friends through our children or through our activities. We're quilters or we're parents. And there are important bonds that are made there and forged. And there's a lot of overlapping circles. But somewhere along the way, there was a vibe that got started that I feel exceedingly passionate about and do my best to maintain and foster. And that is that we take care of each other and our place.
You made a very interesting analogy when you said these interlocking, interacting circles. The analogy that I use is that we all ride carousels, and these carousels are rotating all the time. And the music plays and the carousels go around and we do all of the things that are involved with that particular carousel. I ride the military carousel. I ride the do-good carousel. I do not ride the arts carousel because I'm not that much involved. I go to Charlotte's performances. I support her, for example, but I don't. But I'm not deeply involved in the arts community here on the island. So then the music stops, and we all move from the carousel that we're on over to another one, and the music starts up again, and the carousels rotate around. So that's my analogy to exactly what you're talking about. And now over to you, Heidi.
Well, I left the island for about 10 years and did kind of my adulting and growing up and then moved back in 2002. And when I came back, the island had changed, you know, in many, many good ways. And as I've gotten a little bit older since then, some of the ways I'm not, you know, as pleased with. There's such a big difference between the haves and the have-nots right now. And that's why, you know, Leslie's involved in Vashon Household. I am involved in the periphery of Vashon Household and believe in that organization a lot. But it's just, you know, I have a young son, and if I have a problem picking him up or going somewhere or needing help with him, at a drop of a hat, I have a community, a tribe of people around me who will be there in a moment to help me. And the same goes if something goes wrong at my house or if my car breaks down or, you know, staging a home. It's so wonderful to be surrounded by people who want to help. And I think, you know, it's a karma thing in my world. You give and you get it back. And I think we live in a wonderful place that, you know, if you give to your community, it is there to support you and to do wonderful things. And that's what, one of the reasons I do the toy drive through John L. Scott for the island. And I think it's a very important community event. And I will hopefully do it for a very long time. And it's hard. And, you know, it's not easy asking people for money and to get people to donate their time and money to help out.
Not to mention your time.
And it's a month more than a month of planning. But that day when parents come and pick up things for their children, there is nothing better that just makes you feel good and makes your heart full than watching that happen. Living in a place where my son doesn't want for much, it's really nice to see that. So
one of the things that that I see that's a little bit different about our place that we have here, that we have created, the magical Isle of Vashon, is that a lot of times people will say, when you need something, give me a call. And when you make that call, they're busy. They're not quite ready to pick up the hawser and do what they had said they would do. But I know that I can call anybody that I need, that I need to ask for something. And then they will say, Captain Joe, what time should I be at your, wherever you want me to be? I just had a great example of that not too long ago. I had a former board member on my Keepers of Point Robinson, and I'm having to reconstruct all of that because of the virus. We had to shut a lot of that down. John L. Scott uses the Point Robinson Lighthouse as one of your logos. So I want you to know that it is not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep on doing it as long as I can. So anyway, I had a reason to call on a former board member for some particular reason. And I did not, it had been a while since I had talked to him, so I didn't know exactly what his health situation was. And I thought, well, if I don't hear from him, or if he says, geez, I can't help you out. That's not at all what he said. He said, Captain Joe, I will go out into my garage and I will look for what it is you're looking for. And sure enough, he came back a day later and he said, I found even better than what you asked for. So those are the kinds of things that when you ask for something of someone who has indicated they would help, you get that help. It's not, well, geez, I just don't have the time for it today. So I want to talk in the few minutes that we have left, I want to talk about the real estate situation here on the magical isle of Vashon. And in particular, I'm going to frame the context this way. When I do my tours out at the lighthouse, and I do them every Sunday through the summer, I will be doing my last one on the 15th, whatever that's, 15th, 16th, 17th, whatever that Sunday is, of September will be my last regular one, and then I'll do only book tours for the rest of the year. And I get a lot of people that come out, and once they've exhausted the possibilities of, yes, that's a fifth order Fresnel lens sitting up at the top of the tower, and yes, the building is over 100 years old, but the captain is not. And once we get past all of that, then they want to know what's it like to live on the magical isle. And we talk a little bit about that, and then they say things like, what's the real estate situation on the magical isle? What you call, Captain Joe, the magical isle. And I say, well, right there is a copy of Destination Vashon. It's the island guidebook, and it is the price which is so beloved of island people, it's free. So pick it up, and in there will be an advert for each one of the real estate agents. My particular real estate agent is John L. Scott, and you'll see the ad in there. But, of course, it doesn't talk about what the real estate situation on the island is right now. So, Leslie, to you, what is your opinion of that? And then we'll shift it over to Heidi.
Okay, if it's fair that I go first every time, Captain.
It is. Okay. Well, the reason you go first every time is because you're the one that decided that you were going to buy the business. And you recruited Heidi.
Okay.
So when he or she recruits, he who recruits or she who recruits gets to go first.
Okay. So the interest, it's very interesting to me, of course, because I'm in the business and have been for so long. But interest rates have risen quite a bit. As a result, houses that that people who are sensitive to interest rates would buy, the more affordable ranges, are taking longer to sell than we're used to in the last few years. They're taking more like what you might call normal times to sell. So for a long time, it was a week, and you had five offers, and you know the seller chose the best one, and many people were happy, and many people were heartbroken. Those houses that are in that range where people are buying who are sensitive to interest rates are having a slowdown. We have more inventory than we have had in a long time. And those houses that are very choice, very unique, very expensive, are still selling in a very short period of time because those people are less affected, and possibly also because those people, the word is out about Vashon. The magic isle is no secret anymore, and people want to be here. We're very close to Seattle. We're very close to Tacoma. We have good healthcare. We have great services on the island. Who wouldn't want to be here if they could?
So there are a couple of down parts to living on the island. One of them was a particular choice of my Mary, who always wanted to have a bridge built between the mainland and here. She was one of two people who lived on the island who wanted to have that bridge. It made it sometimes difficult to take her out into the island community.
Absolutely.
Especially when everybody was going to have a few drinks. So, but most people either reject it completely for that or for other reasons, or they accept that, which is what I did. I figured that if you could only get here by ferry, what a wonderful place for an old sea captain to live out the rest of his life. And that's exactly the way that it has turned out. What's your thinking about that, Heidi? About the real estate situation? And then I want to ask you about cash versus mortgage.
Oh, well, I was going to jump the gun. I'm always jumping the gun. So we
jump. Go ahead. Jump, honey.
This year, noticeably, there have actually been more cash transactions than finance transactions. And I think a lot of it, as Leslie alluded to, the high-end, the beachfront properties that are just gorgeous, the view properties, the truly turnkey, move-in-ready homes, The people that are able to do that are coming forward with cash and taking those up. But again, you're not looking at selling in 3 to 5 days with multiple offers. A lot of things are selling at list or a little bit below. A lot more negotiating. We're back to the old times of actually working pretty hard for our clients, which we do anyway. But, you know, we're seeing contingent offers, so people need to sell before they come over here. People are doing inspections now. So it is, COVID has shifted things quite a bit, where things were, everybody wanted to get on Vashon. Thanks to Be Prepared Vashon, we were like a safe harbor of getting over here, and people were taking care of one another during COVID times. The food bank was amazing. Pharmacy, Tyler did a great job. And so, but now people, you know, now it's just a great place to be, and people are telling their friends about it. And so we're seeing that. And yes, the interest rates in the sevens are hurting the people who want to be first-time homebuyers or need to move up in size because they grew their family. But people will get used to it, or, you know, they'll sit in the home and make the home work for them as it is. So
my house, my property, I have both of you. And I have waterfront, and I own the lot next door. So I have 200 feet of waterfront, and I have a great view. I manage the people that the sailors out on Puget Sound, the south end of Puget Sound, don't know this, but I command that whole end of Puget Sound from my deck. So probably 3 or 4 times a week, I will get either a phone call or an email or a letter or some, once a piece of paper wrapped around a rock and thrown down my hill saying, would you like to sell your house? People coming to me and actively recruiting me to sell my property. And my answer always is that I'm living here for the rest of my life. May that be a long time. I don't tell them that, but may that be a long time, and that the house's property is not for sale. And when it is for sale, if my children decide that they're going to sell it, my hope is that they will keep it in the family. I did not buy it as an investment, but it has turned out to be an incredibly good one. And I always say that I am indeed the most fortunate of men. And we've come far too quickly to the end of our time together. And so it remains for me, as I always do, to give my closing remarks. And my closing remarks today are that those people of Captain Joe's people who think that you would like to take a look at the magical Isle of Vashon with the idea of moving here, that you could not do a more highly recommended place to start than with John L. Scott. But I have to say the same thing about the other realty companies here on the island, because I know all of the people that are involved in all of those companies. I've worked with all of them in one way or another. And they are all equally reputable, equally ethical, equally involved in community life. And so I make the recommendation of John L. Scott only because that's the company that I started out with. That's the people that are my friends there. But you could, if you had a feeling for some other company here on the island, you would get equally good service and you would get equally ethical treatment. Of that, I'm absolutely certain. So this is indeed, as always, your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. It has been lovely having the two lovely ladies across from me today. And I am, as always, not only do we say that until we meet again, but this is indeed your Captain Joe, as always, on station and watching properly.